You're going to like this because it has to do with fitness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I get pretty excited.
Oh, that's funny. Well, so high school students over in Stanardsville, Virginia, they're going to be able to train and work out better than ever thanks to a new $15,000 fitness room that was donated by the school's booster club. Now, this fitness room at William Monroe High School is going to be able to help all students at the high school and on the whole school, actually, whether they're on a sports team or just taking, you know, physical education classes. And here's the crazy part about this. All the money it took to revamp this fitness room and fill it with new equipment was raised by concession sales at games in the past few years.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the
cool
hot dogs, the popcorn, the sodas, a little bit of candy, all every little bit. Because, you know, you go to the sports games, sports games. You go to games and, you know, competitions and all that. And usually, you know, you buy a little snack here and there. All that added up to help out the kids with all their fitness goals and things like that.
I just imagine them being like, we need a new fitness room. That's it. We're selling hot dogs for $10.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted a hot dog and water. Why is it $35?
Well, you're helping us out. That's why.
we now have spent money on the fitness room. Now we're looking to do a new band room and just a regular gym and just all kinds of stuff. Why not?
No, but that's really cool, though, because I was thinking back when I was in high school and we had a fitness room mm-hmm. that we would use occasionally, but it really wasn't anything fancy.
No.
And I heard that now they remodeled it, but it took them a long time to raise the money to do those too. So that's really cool.
And
that
it's like
able
super
to,
sweet now
to make that. Yeah, of course.
Of course.
As soon as you graduate, that's what happens.
My old high school didn't have a track. It was like an old asphalt track, so we could never have competitions. And then just a few years ago, they got one, and I'm like, so the whole time I'm running track, I never got to run on a real track.
Just farmlands. Is that what you're running
on? We actually were running with the goats.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
at least you had some motivation there. With
the goats always beat me, though.
Yeah.
It was not good motivation.
They were just like, they kept scaring you.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Sorry for screaming at everyone. But that's the happy headline of the day. If you know great stories like that, send them to us. Go to 983thecoast.com, and that one could be coming up on Monday.